Previously on Taz Royale. This trial will be conducted over 3 rounds. In the first, your quartet must harvest elemental motes from around the island. 8 of the groups of 4 here are carried into the ziggurat, leaving 4 groups of 4, each representing different elements.
Is this the kind of thing where it's like we lose as a team, or like are we individually graded, or...
The team that is eliminated first shall be eliminated from the competition entirely. It is time for you all to weave your elemental motes together to form a mighty elemental warrior. Hello, welcome back to the Adventure Zone, Taz Royale, our Battle Royale winner-take-all season. You have joined us in the middle of the third trial of
Only
the
one McElroy will be left standing.
Only, well, ideally two, right? Because, like, it would be weird if I died.
Right.
And, like, then who's going to run the world? Who's going
to
run
it's
the world?
It's also hard to do a one-person podcast. I mean, people have done it, but not in the style that we do. It'd be kind of hard, I guess.
Yeah, no, I mean, none of us are Roman Mars.
God, no.
Who invented the one-man podcast format. You all, in the last episode, traveled around the Octave Ziggurat Island to collect elemental motes. Which you are going to use in a later part of this trial. You all have collected a bunch of these. You got 3 fire, you got 4 earth, you got 6 water, you got 8 nature motes. And with all of those in tow, you all regroup with Scorpo and head back to the center of the island where the ziggurat stands. And you see the octaves all standing on a higher tier of the ziggurat, looking down at the teams assembled below. You can see through these like narrow rampart windows all along the ziggurat. You can see the other aspirants, other groups of 4 wizards who are going to compete in this trial later, all watching the proceedings with rapt attention. And Trace, the octave Trace, approaches the ledge of the higher tier, and she says, "You've completed your harvest of the raw elemental material, and I hope, for your sakes, it was fruitful. For the second part of this trial..."
Rictus raises his hand.
"Yes, go ahead, Rictus."
"Were we supposed to get fruit?"
I mean, if that is how you chose to harvest the nature motes, I suppose you could have created fruits, but it is not...
"No, I'm just Josh, and I know what fruitful means."
"Okay, please save the
I was
the
just
joshing.
Trying to lighten the mood."
"I'm going to make a space for joshing sort of at the end of the explanation, a safe joshing zone. But this is sort of life or death stuff, Rictus, so you're going to take those basic elemental building blocks and combine them using this evoking board." And she holds up this wooden wheel about 2 feet in diameter. It looks sort of like a round Mancala board that is covered with runic etchings. And it's got all these little divots sort of carved into it all around it that look like those motes can sort of slot into. And Trace continues, she says, "By merging your motes, you will create more complex and, for the purposes of this trial, more powerful materials. And by doing so, upon your evoking board, those materials will be given life. Upon the completion of this part of the trial, the 4 teams' elemental creations will battle to determine who will be eliminated from the conclave and who shall be rewarded. You may perform this ritual anywhere you'd like within your assigned quarter of the island, but be wary of prying eyes. If an opposing team should witness the nature of your elemental creation, it would be quite easy for them to create something that could counter it in battle. You will be given 10 minutes to complete this portion of the task. Now, are there any questions, Josh's, goofs, skits, or sketches?
Grictus raises his hands.
Yes, Grictus.
Can we call this a Vokemon?
Let me confer with my colleagues.
Okay.
It's good, though. Yeah, you like that.
Thank you very
Trace
much.
Trace turns, and all the seven other octaves gather around in a circle. You hear Osium, like, bellow out a big laugh. She says, yes, we like that a lot. We're going to use that from now on. And we may not remember to credit you in the future when we run this trial, but that's a really, really good one. So thank you so much, Rictus.
Helgrammet raises a claw.
Yes, Helgrammet.
So will this battle between the elemental, the Evokimons, will that be a free-for-all? Will it be like a tournament, one against one?
No, it'll be a one against one against one against one, a free-for-all battle.
Okay.
Any other questions? I'm honestly surprised so far it's been only questions and no skits or sketches.
Well, this is life or death. It's a life or death situation, so it's pretty serious.
I have a question as me, Justin Tyler McElroy.
Yeah, what's up?
Is there some way you could put the number of these guys that we have on the screen somewhere?
I absolutely am going to do that.
Thank you, because
I'm not going to expect you to.
I think you know, we've met. We've met. Yeah, you get it. It's me.
I got you. Okay. Trace says, okay, well,
It looks so much like the Spotify logo.
We got to stop talking about how it looks like the Spotify logo.
Sorry, it's right there, man. I thought they were listening for a second.
I did my very best. With that, Trace waves a ringed hand in the air, and the clock over the ziggurat resets to 10 minutes. She says, your 10 minutes begins now. Good luck. So, you all have your motes and your evoking board. It's up to you sort of where you post up to do this sort of ritual to combine your elements. But as Trace suggested, you may want to do it somewhere where it will be hard to spy on you. And you have 10 minutes to combine those. Once you get into that, I will tell you how we're going to do that. But my question is, who is going to, you know, want to participate in this ritual? Do any of you want to go around to try and spy on the other teams to find out what kind of elementals they're going to make? It is sort of up to you how you want to get an edge in this competition. We can also, you know, take some time to merge some shit together, and then if you want to take breaks to go out and sleuth and spy, that is also something that you could do.
Did Scorpo on the last episode? Did Scorpo say that he's good at like scoping things? Is that why he went up the tower?
Yeah. So Scorpo went up the tower. You saw him leap down from the tower a couple of times to fend off some aspirants that were coming from the north, coming from the water side. So at the very least, you can assume that like the team up in the water quarter doesn't have a lot of the nature modes because they didn't even make it into your quarter. That is sort of what Scorpo occupied himself doing last time.
How big will this elemental be when we finish building it?
You really don't have any way of knowing that.
As big as you can imagine, Dad.
Could we do it in one of our at the clubhouse?
It needs to be in your quarter. So if you look at the map, you're in the sort of nature quarter where there's those gardens, there's that long observation deck, there's the forest with the wizard's tower, there's the arena. There's like a few places you could kind of.
What's that deck? Is that elevated? Is there?
It is slightly elevated, and it sticks out over the edge of the island, almost like a diving board. It's got that big sort of spyglass at the end of it.
That'd be kind of an interesting place to defend. Mm-hmm.
If we went to the tower, then Scorpo could go up there and kind of try to scope what other teams are doing while we did the combining stuff.
Yes, if any of the other teams would be so foolish as to create their elementals outside, it would not be hard for me to see them.
And his eyes.
But you don't think that's a good use of your time?
No, I have no dog in this race. Elementalism is far beyond me. I'm happy to follow your lead.
Maybe this, I don't know if this is a good time to mention it or not, but I did kind of promise the fire team, vis-a-vis Hasty Jane, that we would kind of, at least at first, like, team up to fight the other two in exchange for letting me have access to the fire moats. So, just wanted to make you guys, get on the same page.
So did you get the fire moats?
Oh, yeah. No, I got fire moats.
I kind of like being up on the platform.
Okay.
Because what we can do is, I can set alarm, the spell alarm, to aid us to make sure that if anybody tries to sneak up on us, the alarm will go off and we will have a little warning about that.
Yeah, and I can kind of hold,
God, my God, Bugman. Mendacity and duplicity come to you as easily as breathing, don't they?
Well.
Good Lord.
I am what I am.
And I'll kind of hold my arm out like this so people can't see what we're doing.
Oh, that's very good.
Yeah.
Okay, you all gather around. You're
saying, hey, wait a minute. Hold on.
Yeah.
Scorpo said if anybody was foolish enough to build their automaton out in the open, you would see them. And then we were like,
let's do it way
wicked. way in the open. So this is actually foolish on top of foolish, which if you transit a property...
Smart again.
Smart.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, no one will expect this level of foolishness.
It is slightly elevated, right? Like it's up like a flight of stairs.
Build the real one underneath it.
Oh, shit. A double feint.
Do you like that, guys? A double feint.
Oh, that's good.
Okay, Scorpo is going to climb back up the tower to see what he can see. And the three of you have gathered at the end of the observation deck and set down your evoking board sort of at the end of it. As you set it down, you see where there are slots where you can put in your four different types of motes. And they all kind of almost magnetically kind of like pop into their little troughs where they are supposed to go. And just looking at the board, like, it seems pretty organic, like, where you are supposed to put these tiny little marble-shaped motes of different colors. There's, like, a central sort of nook where you assume that is where they are combined. And with that, fellas, I am now going to share my screen with you. Yes, I'm going to share my screen with you.
Such openness and vulnerability, Griffin. Thank you.
So today, for our elemental combining and creation, we're going to be using Infinite Craft on Neil.fun.
Oh, my God.
If you've never played Infinite Craft, it's a free online game. You start out with just four elements, fire, water, earth, and air, and as you combine those, you get... you know, hybrid stuff that you can then mix and match together as well. And you can keep doing that infinitely, as the name would suggest. By combining these elemental motes, create something unique. As Trace suggested, the more complex the element is, the more powerful your elemental will be. So the further from, you know, raw water, earth, fire, and nature... you can get, the more sort of powerful your entity will be in the final part of this trial. I should note that I really wasn't thinking super clearly about this because nature is not really one of the base primal materials in Neil.fun's Infinite Craft. So I've separated your eight nature modes into wind and plant that you can sort of use at your leisure.
Griffin, is there a logic to this of like combining like fire and water would make like a steam kind of thing?
That is explicitly.
Have you guys not spent much time with Neil.fun's Infinite Craft?
No.
Oh, I'm so excited. This is going to be really, really fun.
Yeah,
this is a great idea, Griffin. I'm thrilled.
Thank you so much. So it's going to make some weird shit, right? And my goal is like, if you guys create a pirate ship elemental, like it'll be up to me to figure out like what that means.
Are we going to combine all of these into one thing?
So that's also up to you, right? If you hit something that you think is going to make for like a really, really funny or powerful or strong elemental, you can stop at any time.
That's great.
Okay.
That's great. Okay, does this make sense to you guys now?
Yeah.
It's a game. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Two things I want to make clear. One, you can stop at any time. If you hit an elemental creation that you think is going to be a good sort of natural fighter, you guys can elect to stop and have that be your elemental, and that is fine. Also, as you combine things, if you want to have sort of multiple combined elements on the board at a time that you can then mix and match together, you can do that too. But at the end of this, you're going to only have one sort of elemental, so it'll be up to you guys to decide which one of those it is going to end up being. Why don't we start with Dad?
Well, I think that since we have a multitude of water, we should start there.
Okay. And what would you like to mix with water?
Wind.
Okay. Water and wind. You mix it together. All of a sudden, you put this tiny little green marble in the center divot with the blue marble. They start to roll around each other and they combine. And suddenly, taking shape in the center of your evoking board is a small, undulating, watery wave that stands up on two frothy legs and sort of wobbles around a little bit and says,
"I am Tydalus, master of Neptune's fury, and I shall be glad to fight for you."
Oh, cool. I throw a plant in.
Okay, you throw a plant marble in that combines with the wave. Tydalus disappears bloop, 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 and turns into...
Kelpor.
I am Kelpor, the seaweed elemental. I am not the sturdiest guy, but if you've got any sushi you need all wrapped up, I'm your dude.
Oh. Perhaps a water.
You want to throw a water up on Kelpor? I mean, okay.
Oh my
fucking,
god!
Yeah. So the
Kelpini,
the seaweed, as you mix another water elemental in, just kind of grows an inch, and he's like, "And now I'm Kelpini, sort of the same deal as the last guy. If I'm being honest, just a more sort of clear vision on sort of what my whole deal is."
Okay. I think Scorpentis should be at least have a turn.
Scorpo.
Yeah.
No, he leveled up too, I guess.
I mean, if you guys
That's his evolved form, Scorpentis.
Yeah, you missed it.
Scorpention.
It is up to you guys. I did not want to inject myself into this process too much.
I like the chaos. I appreciate the chaos of having someone we are not in control of, but it's... And especially since we know Scorpo's distaste for elementalism, I like that heat, if you'll pardon the expression.
Okay, fine. You holler for Scorpo to come back down.
What next? He just yell from the tower, Scorpo.
But I don't know how any of this stuff works.
Nobody
just
does.
Just name a color, then. We'll take it from there.
Wind?
So wind... You take one of the wind marbles at Scorpo's behest to mix it with Kelpini and...
sail!
It turns into a fucking billowing ship's sail.
Sail!
It fucking starts to blow your evoking board over the edge of the island. It takes all of your reflexes to grab it and hold it down. And the sail is like, whoa! I'm Billowy Bob! And I'm gonna get my ass kicked, guys, if you put me out there. I am a sheet of cloth.
Okay, quick, Lorvith, choose something else.
It's that turn.
Earth. Add some earth. Let's give it some heft.
As you lift up the yellow earth marble to put it on Billowy Bob, he looks at you like, oh, thank God. And you mix earth and sail to create... All of a sudden, from the sail, it raises up into the air, and the bottom of it shits out a whole big wooden boat, and you create,
I am Nautiline. I am the ship elemental, element of ships. If there's a sea out there...
Nautiline, I'm so sorry to interrupt, but you're great. I love it, but you're not... You know, you're not going to be on a t-shirt.
I get it.
But I will leave you for now. I'd like to leave Nautiline.
Okay.
And I'd like to start a new node.
Okay.
Combining...
Is it your turn or is it Trav's turn?
It's my turn because Dad just went. I'd like to combine earth and wind.
Earth and wind. Okay, you've started on another sort of divot. You've mixed earth and wind together. And
I just feel like a ship is so clean.
Sure.
But if we keep adding stuff to ship,
yeah,
we're not going to get something really interesting. You know what I mean? True. We're just going to get weirder and weirder.
You mix earth and wind together in a new little node, and as you do, you create a tiny little round, it almost looks sort of pigpin-esque dust cloud who appears on your board and stands up and says,
I am...
What's his name?
Dusty.
I'm Dusty
Rhodes.
I'm Dusty. Hey, how's it going? There is an aspirant on the ziggurat named Dusty Underside.
Well, he's not going to... Hey, Griff. Yeah. This guy's not going to stick around. Okay. Well, you don't have to worry about that.
I'll make him cute.
He's literal dust, Griff.
Yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and throw a plant on there, Griffin.
Okay, he says...
like mid-sentence.
My name is... Wah! And then you combine dust with one of your plant notes, and it... turns into
powerful.
Now we're getting rather deadly.
You see this dust cloud start to brighten a little bit until it turns bright yellow, and the dust starts to kind of clump together into small little nodules that are now kind of like floating around each other in a sort of spherical pattern. And you hear a voice say, I am Paulinia. I... grow the flowers, I feed the bees, I think. I'm not sure what they do when they come up on me.
I saw my girl. I know that histamines killed Kevin McAllister in that film.
Hey, we don't
I know the danger that allergens can wreak.
Really fucked up. Allergens didn't kill him, bees did, and that's a whole different thing.
But the histamine reaction.
Fine. Are you going to use me or not? I see you've got a whole boat over there.
Dag, dude, can you imagine a pollen ship? Get rid of pollen, please. Fire pollen. Who's next?
Travis's turn.
Wind?
Just blow the pollen away.
No, not wind.
This is your last wind one.
Pollen and... pollen and earth.
Travis, go.
Earth.
Go.
Pollen yes. And earth. Okay. You roll a yellow marble down into the dusty cloud, and then all of a sudden, the pollen settles into the earth that you that sort of spreads out in that center node, and you see a tiny green bud appear from it. And then suddenly it branches and splits and grows into a beautiful hyacinth flower.
Sentient and I don't talking know if those... flower is kind of Magic Tavern. They actually have a copyright on that. If we have a sentient talking
well,
flower.
Well, this one doesn't talk.
Oh, no talking.
It looks up at you. It's not going to tell you its name.
What would you guys think?
It looks fucking pretty intense.
What would you guys think about combining flower and ship?
Well, it's not your turn.
I know. That's why I'm asking.
So that's what I think.
Okay.
That's what I think.
It's Scorpo's turn.
I know, but don't put ideas into Scorpo's head.
You're
dude.
Right. He's so suggestible.
What's on?
He looks down with his telescopic eyes.
Oh, Jesus. I guess I really don't want to mess this up, you guys.
Then
pick a random. I'm going to water the flowers because that's a thing I think you can do with flowers in real life, right?
Sure.
And with that, the flower transforms and it
into the deadliest
almost,
flower.
It transforms from this hyacinth flower into a single lily. And it actually looks like maybe it's a bit of a downgrade because like the other one was sort of a stocky, bulbous spring plant. And this one's just kind of a lovely, herbaceous, single petaled flower and says, oh, dear. My name is, well, Lily. And you should have stuck with the other one. You hear Scorpo say, damn it. You're up, Dad.
I'm going to start a new node.
You'd like to start a new node, okay.
Combining water and fire.
Heck yeah, dude. Classic enemies.
Classic. I mean, you mix those two together, and I think you kind of knew what the result was going to be. Mm-hmm. You create a steam elemental, and you see this figure take shape. It is sort of an amorphous foggy cloud who looks up at you and says, "Hi, I'm Gabe." And
hi, Gabe.
Has joined the board.
Hi, Gabe. Oh, that's fun. Wait, Gabe's raining knives. Amazing.
Oh! That's right. With my 400 knives, I'm the most powerful elemental around.
But there is like a subset of people that are busting up right now. Yeah, if you're deep in the lore on the management of Steam and also the knife collection of Gabe Newell.
Can everybody real quick do a
barrel roll?
Do a dexterity check for me, please.
Dexterity check or save?
Just a dexterity check, please.
13 total.
Dirty 20.
Well, my dexterity's not great. 10 minus 2, 8.
Minus 2?
Okay.
Sorry. He's a bit. I'm that a was big also guy. Juice, yeah. That's a dex save. I need a dex check, please.
Oh, well, that's a horse of a different color. yes. 5 minus 2, 3.
Much, much, much better.
Much, much worse.
Hellgrammet, you were looking down the sort of, as you finished your turn, you were facing the evoking board and looking back towards the center of the island, towards the ziggurat, and you saw nobody on the observation deck. There was just absolutely nobody there. And you, all of a sudden, hear your alarm go off. Which I'm not going to make you make the sound because I think it would be pretty sonically unpleasant, but it is a shrill, piercing cry that...
No.
Thank you so much.
No, he just went right for it.
Yeah.
Sort of like that. Sort of like the, what is that, Aztec death whistle situation. You
or
are
like
the
a
fastest.
Cat and he.
You're the fastest of the crew here to turn and look where the source of this sound is coming from. So you are the one who sees for just a split second. You see the gentleman from Wisbury, who used his time stopping power in the last trial to steal Rictus's key at the last sort of second. You see him boop, appear and look kind of like, I mean, appropriately enough, alarmed, and then notices he's been caught, and then he, boop, disappears again. You get the impression, I think because you were aware of his presence, that he stopped time to try to spy on what it was you guys were creating, but when you caught him with this alarm, he realized he had been foiled.
I hate that guy.
Scooted away. Looking up at the clock, you all have like 6 minutes left. You guys have been really merging with aplomb here. Scorpo climbs down from the tower and comes over to regroup and says,
I haven't been able to surmise much. The Earthen team has conducted their business deep within the mountains, and the Water team, they are doing theirs within the... within the glass flowery structure that I cannot see. The fire team is doing theirs pretty well out in the open, and right now I saw they've got like a little tree guy. And I'm not sure if it's going to stay that way, but I mean, you can...
Man, I hope they do better than that.
Well, anyway, I'm really sorry about the last turn. I please don't make me do this anymore.
Well, may I suggest, Scorpus, go down? Why don't you go down there where my alarm is? Because I've programmed it to accept you. It will not ring for you. And maybe you could patrol that area. I just saw the gentleman
what?
Appear there for a split second. Yes, yes.
The gentleman, I hate that guy.
Popped up. Boop. Hello. And then was gone again. Scorpus, maybe if you're down there, you could,
you know.
It is
Scorpo, but that's... Cool.
I'm pretty sure Scorpus is the bad guy from Farscape.
That sounds right to me. So if you want to...
Serpentor is who I keep thinking of. Now, he's the bad guy from G.I. Joe.
If you want to...
Sergeant Slaughter.
If you want to reassign Scorpo, right now you've got him sort of at the top of the Wizard Tower trying to spy on the other teams. You can totally reassign him to stay like on the observation deck to ward off anyone who might try to snoop on what it is.
I like that at this
okay.
point.
Cool. Yeah, I mean, also Scorpo can stop screaming his ideas at you. Okay, Scorpo.
His ideas in air quotes.
Yeah, his great ideas.
His great, got us super good ideas.
Okay. Scorpo stands sentinel at the center of this long observation platform that you guys are on the end of, and we return to the board with Justin's turn.
I'm adding fire to the lily.
Well, let me give a recap real quick for the folks at home. Sure. You guys are getting sort of low on motes. You got two water, two plant, two fire, one earth, and one wind, and then you have a few hybrids in the middle of the board. You have a ship elemental, you have a steam elemental, and a lily elemental. Again, you can stop at any time when you have something that you like, or when you run out of combination options, that's what you'll be stuck with as well. Go ahead, Juicer.
I would like to add fire to the lily, please.
You add fire to the lily. As you hover this sort of red marble over the slot that the lily is in, Lily looks up at you like, oh, are you sure?
Nothing personal.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll turn into something cool, she says.
I've already dropped it.
Holy shit, dude.
Yes!
That's a good one.
Yeah, you drop a fire onto the flower, and as you do, it disintegrates into ash instantly, and you're like, whoa, that was fucking, what a waste. An ash elemental, this is going to suck shit. But then the ash starts to glow at the center of it, the pile. It starts to glow a bright orange, and then the ash explodes outwards, and from it comes a little red chick. Not quite a chick. It's not a fuzzy little chick. It's got these bright orange and red and yellow feathers with a long beak, and it seems to be radiating heat. You have created a phoenix.
Ooh!
A phoenix elemental, and it looks up at you and says, my name is Phoenix Wright. Sorry. And...
Phoenix wrong.
And I can't be killed.
That's pretty good.
I'll just come right back to life, so pretty good one. Seems like you broke the game there, dude.
Wish you were a little bigger, but...
Yeah, we'll work on it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Can I combine a water and a plant to start a new known?
You can, yes.
Then that's what I'd like to do.
You combine a water and a plant to create. You see it start to bubble as you mix the water and plant nodes together in this new divot, and it starts to bubble, and you think, like, what's this going to turn into? You realize it's making a swampland sort of material, and you're like, oh shit, swamp thing coming. But then, like, a humanoid form doesn't come out of it. It's just sort of a bubbling little puddle of gunk swamp, and he says, my name's Swamper.
And, hi, Swamper.
Hi.
No swamping.
What that?
Swamper, no swamping.
Swamper, no swamping.
Swamper.
Now this guy we're leaving.
hey, listen. Mix me up with the Phoenix.
No way.
Swamper wants to mix with the Phoenix. Swamper thinks he'll turn into something
hey,
cool.
Hey, dude. Swamper, no swamping is basically my favorite thing, and there's no, I will fight anybody.
But now
nail.
I want to give Swamper what he wants.
Give me the Phoenix. Mix it up. I want to eat that little chicken.
That's we got to deny Swamper. If you give him what he wants, he'll go away.
No, he'll just evolve and be a stronger Swamper.
Yeah, man. Can you imagine?
Turn is it? So at the end of this session.
Yes.
We can have more than one elemental.
No, you will only have one elemental. You will have to pick one of the ones that you have chosen.
Can I just clarify something?
Yes,
are
please.
We going to need to combine all of them?
No, you can stop it.
Okay,
anytime.
So we're gonna have to kill something. Like what happens to the ones we don't use?
They will vanish into the ether and be returned into their primal elemental elements and return to the island.
Before we do that, we would definitely combine all of them to see what the hell happened, right?
Well maybe.
I guess, yeah.
But it might, right? I mean,
get really weird with it.
It might ruin it.
Okay, great.
Hey, a couple of quick announcements, too, before we get back to the episode. We've got a bunch of cool stuff over at macromerch.com. If you haven't checked it out, you need to go do that. 10% of all merch proceeds this month will be donated to Border Angels. Macromerch.com, check that out. Also, Griffin's book, The Stowaway, is out now to choose your own adventure. Go to bit.ly/GriffinStowaway and get all the information there or find it at a local bookstore.
Thank you, Travis.
You're welcome, Griffin. And Justin's great, too. He does cool things.
Whatever.
All right. Back to the show.
Max Fun Meetup Day is on Thursday, April 23rd. Max Funsters from all over are getting together to hang out and celebrate their favorite podcasts. Want to go and meet some friends who like similar stuff and care about the same things as you? Head to MaximumFun.org/meetup to see where and when your local meetup is. Don't see one nearby? Host your own and make some new pals. All you need to do is pick a place that can hold a small group. A bar, cafe, park, library, wherever. Then fill out the form at MaximumFun.org/meetup. We'll add you to the page and help get the word out. So go to MaximumFun.org/meetup and maybe we'll see you on April 23rd.
Hello, this is Alden Ford.
And Mujan Zulfagari.
Two of the creators of Mission to Zix, your favorite improvised, obsessively sound-designed sci-fi sitcom here on the Max Fun Network. And the news is...
We're back! With an all-new miniseries set in the Zix universe, the Young Old Derf Chronicles.
Yeah.
Will Derf find his own killer before it's too late?
Ooh.
To find out how that question could possibly make sense, well, sure. You just have to tune in.
Yeah, and as always, it's ambitious and labor-intensive to a frankly absurd degree.
Indeed.
So, if you are looking for a little break from your own galaxy, we would love for you to check it out.
That's the Young Old Derf Chronicles. Search Mission to Zix, ZYXX, in your podcast app.
Or on MaximumFun.org.
Keep it fresh.
Right now, you guys have one of each type of element. You have water, earth, fire, plant, and wind. And then you have in the center ship, steam, swamp, and phoenix. So it is up to you what you do. Before this next round starts, you see someone come down to the edge of the observation deck. You see the gentleman who sheepishly waves.
I don't kill him.
He waves and says, hello, gentlemen. May I?
I cover up Swamper so he can't see him.
If you want to put your body in front of. Scorpo is sort of on defense mode. He is huge, so he's going to put his body sort of in front.
In retrospect, I probably should have blocked the Phoenix. Swamper seems more precious.
He says, I was hoping I might bend your ear for just a moment so we could talk a bit of strategy before the combat part of the trial begins. Would you be open to that?
No.
No.
Oh. Okay.
Which team are you on?
He is on the water team, directly to your north.
I'll hit a remote.
Thank you, Lord.
Why would we share our information with you? Why would we strategize with you?
Please, sir. I apologize for the bug man. He doesn't understand the niceties of competition. Please, I'd love to hear you out. I have 30 seconds. Go.
Thank you, Loravith. Some representatives from my team in the Water Quarter have been discussing sort of our options with those in the Earthen Quarter, the gladiator types. And we have decided to align ourselves together to defeat the Fire Quarter first before the rest of us can have it out in a sort of free-for-all battle. It is our assumption that the first team that it will be eliminated in the battle will be eliminated from the competition, and so it would behoove us three to team up against the weakest of the four teams, and then we can duke it out amongst ourselves for prizes and rewards once the whammy prize has been assigned.
Can I point out a flaw in your logic?
Yes, I suppose, Rictus.
Wouldn't it make more sense for the three weakest teams to team up against the strongest team, knock them out, and then we have a better chance of winning the overall thing?
Perhaps, but these wheels, these cogs are already in motion, and as you can see, he gestures up to the clock. There's like 2.5 minutes left on it. We are running a little bit low on time. It would be hard for us to pivot now, and the Gladiator team seems pretty dead set on taking down the Fire Quarter team. So I don't really understand what the hesitancy is. There's no way they could stand a chance against three teams united, and then the 12 of us would be certain to survive this trial. And I don't know about you, but that's the most important part for me.
Doesn't feel very sporting.
It doesn't at all.
And
which I'm sure gets the Bugman's rocks very hard.
I understand chain of command, and Don't we already have an alliance with the
There he goes. Yes. Look at it. Look at the spider spin his webs. I love it.
Yeah. We respectfully decline.
Yes. Well, I actually, I decline not so much.
Yeah, me neither. Huff my dove.
Yeah.
I don't think you
said Buzz off, fuzz nuts.
Get it, fuzz. Either of those characters said that. You might say it as a joke, yeah. But I don't think you guys are really saying that.
Okay. Would you actually say buzz off?
I don't think the
nuts?
Characters would say that. Like,
what you guys say? Do you think Rictus would say kiss my grits?
So, no, he would say, like, ye old verily. You know, like,
Buzz is an insect.
Away, vile scoundrel.
There we go.
Okay.
Now we're making a podcast.
Well, this complicates things.
This is why Matt Mercer chose Brennan as his son. That's why he adopted Brennan and not us.
It all makes sense.
We told him we would eat for one. Still, he wouldn't take us.
Still wouldn't do it. Okay. He sort of heaves a sigh and then takes off in a sprint back towards the water quarter as time starts to tick down on the clock. Dad, it is your turn. One of each of the primal elements. You have a ship, a phoenix, a steam, and a swamp.
I really want to combine the phoenix and the ship.
Oh, shit.
Well, I really wanted someone to do it too, Dad, and I'm really glad you're doing it and not me, because it's kind of the best of both worlds.
Okay. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah, man. You pick up the phoenix, and your fingers kind of burn a little bit, and you're like, wait, let me pick up the ship instead. That's crazy. So you pick up the ship elemental Nautiline, and she sees you dropping her down
into
the
phoenix. How big are these things in your imagination, Griffin?
What's that?
How big are these things in
They're
your imagination?
They're little. This evoking board, it's like 2 feet.
So it's more like, should I imagine the board from Perfect Match where you just have like a circle representing the person?
It's like a Beyblade arena.
Hi, I'm Nautiline.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you're merging Nautiline. You're sending them out on a one-on-one date. Right. You start to lower Nautiline onto Phoenix Wright, and the bird looks up at you like, really? Like, are you sure? But you drop Nautiline onto the Phoenix. You mix ship and Phoenix to create. Holy shit, man.
Wow. Oh, crap.
I don't know why that would happen. So you see these two forms kind of like drop into each other, and they start to try to take a few different shapes, like not really sure what to do. But then the ship just kind of like quadruples in size. It is gigantic. It is taking up a lot of space on the board. It is hard to keep the other stuff on the board. It is literally just a massive... massive steamship cruiser with two big legs sort of at the center of it pointing down, and from the sort of captain's deck on top of the ship, you see two tiny eyes in there who looks up at you and says, I am Titanic.
Please name him Hugh.
What?
Please name him Hugh.
Oh, I was going to... No, well, go ahead.
What were you going to name him, Juice?
Titanic.
That's good. I am Titanic, the unsinkable. I am a vessel of human ingenuity.
I have to credit Neil.Fun, because big boat plus Phoenix at first making the Titanic seems weird, but think about it. That boat crashed and then has re-arisen in the public mind, bigger and better than ever before. It has had a much longer, more notable life because it crashed. Yeah, it is the Phoenix of boats.
Absolutely. You create the Titanic in elemental form, in pog form, back and better than ever. You create the Titanic.
The Titanic of the swamp, though. That's all I can think about. Is it my turn?
Yeah, man, it is.
Yeah, man, but what's the Titanic of the swamps?
Yeah.
I can't.
This is
do
good.
It.
We're all kind of still sad about
do
the
it,
Phoenix thing,
it.
I think.
Yeah. Do it.
Do it, dude. The Titanic of the swamps? It's got to be a fan boat.
Sure. You reach down to pick up.
It's going to be a city of fan boat, guys.
You go to pick up the Titanic, and it's like really heavy. So then you're like, oh, man. So then you go to pick up Swamper, and you're like, that's just a gooey puddle. And you don't really know how to do it. So you just kind of squish the two of them together. And the Titanic, immediately as soon as it touches the swamp, it cracks in half. And you hear Titanic say, no, how can this be?
Holy Mother of God, swamp!
It sinks into Swamper, and now.
Fuck yeah.
Now, as the Titanic sinks.
The legally indefensible character we've all been waiting for, finally.
As the Titanic sinks into the swamp, you see actually the Titanic is full of tiny human beings who are all like drowning in the swamp water. But then they reform and take shape. Now Swamper bubbles. And it's like, what's happening to Swamper? I don't understand. And Swamper grows in size, forms thick, meaty legs, a huge, wide trunk, big, strong arms, and says, I'm still Swamper.
Hell yeah.
But now I'm more like Swamp Thing, because that's what Neil.Fun's Infinite Craft has created.
Legally distinct. Now, Griffin, I do have to say here, Riley just passed the bar this morning, so I can say pretty authoritatively that if you are using Swamp Thing in the context of Neil.Fun's Infinite Craft,
right,
that is actually legally fair use.
Well, I should be clear.
Because the onus is on Neil.Fun to keep the legally distinct character Swamp
We should be
Thing
clear here that Swamp Thing is a lowercase t.
Right.
So this is just like something.
Could I suggest you go from Swamper to Swampest.
That's good. That is how a Pokemon would go.
Yeah.
Okay. Swampest. It's your turn, Trev.
Oh, well, man. I don't want to fucking touch Swamp Thing.
Let's see.
You want to send Swampest to the side to see if you can mix anything better?
Yeah.
That is up to you.
Let's see. Can we do steam and fire, please?
Steam and fire. Okay. You drop a fire mote onto Gabe. He says, ow! And they mix together to create, oh, cool. You see them start to combine. The flames disappear into the steam, and you hear a sound start to come out of this this bright glowing cloud of and as the steam dissipates, you see that there is a sentient V8 engine standing in front of you, and it says,
okay, pretty good.
This is the closest that improv comedy has ever felt to gambling for me. I feel like I have dry mouth right now because I just don't know.
Who's up?
Dad, you are up.
We're skipping Scorpo from now on, right? The stakes are too high.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to add wind to engine.
Okay, to be clear, we are down to just a handful of things. You have one earth, one water, one wind, one plant.
Yeah.
In the middle, you only have Swamp Thing, lowercase t, mm-hmm. and engine. You are going to mix wind and engine?
Yes.
Okay. You plop one of these little wind marbles into one of the open chambers of the engine. You hear it really rev up and start to get going. And then you see four blades emerge from the top of the engine as it stretches upward to stand tall. And it starts to spin and spin and spin. And you hear a voice say, hello, I am Quixote. I am a windmill elemental. I can attack with my blades four times in a single turn. I like
long walks on the beach.
I like vistas over beautiful flowery fields. And I love to generate clean energy for the human beings that live among me. Thank you for considering me for the position of your battle Evokemon. I see that I am joined by Swamp Thing. Who does look to be a more imposing sort, but I promise you, I will do my very best and will not let you down.
I'm going to mix earth and windmill, because okay. I don't know what this is going to do. I'm curious.
Quixote says, are you sure? Because while I may lack some of the sort of imposing, obvious sort of combat capabilities of some of the other folks you've seen today.
We'll be in touch.
You won't.
We'll
be in touch. When you do this, it's... it's like I die when every time you do. Okay.
Okay. This is called
long. Oh, shit. You drop the earth onto the windmill. You see the windmill plug into the earth, start to spin rapidly, and as it does, it charges the earth up with voltage, with crackling electricity. And after a few seconds, it sort of overcharges, and the little construct explodes, and now there's just this arcing bolt of electricity that stretches out two sort of pronged legs and stands up tall. And says, "I am Zapdos, the electric Evokemon." Water, swamp thing, electricity, plant. Time is ticking down.
Electricity and plant.
You
an electric? You're gonna make an electric plant.
I don't know.
That might be out. Let's see. That'd be crazy.
That'd be sick.
That'd be sick if you made a building. Let's see. You pick up the plant moat and drop it into this into Zapdos, who absorbs it. And now, for whatever reason, it starts to glow. It starts to glow bright blue. And you see a cloud start to form on top of it. It no longer has these legs. Now it is a floating, sentient, dark cloud that is sort of arcing out these bolts of lightning that it's using, like little millipede legs to scurry around. And it says, "I am Thundros, the lightning elemental, and I will strike your foes down with lightning."
Okay, I want to combine water with lightning.
Okay.
Because I have a theory.
All right. You mix water with lightning. You drop it in, and it makes electricity again. You see Zapdos appear. He says, "What's up, guys?"
Okay.
"It's me, Zapdos. I'm back and better than ever. Thanks for bringing me back. I don't know why mixing water with lightning makes electricity, but that's what happened. Sometimes that happens in a Pokemon. It's a confusing..."
Well, then I'll combine electricity and Swamp Thing.
Swamp Thing looks at electricity like, "Are you sure? Because these are the last two things." And it, you drop the electricity into Swamp Thing, who just kind of like absorbs it.
And gets bigger?
And says like, "Hey, real quick, I'm like a swamp. And so when lightning strikes a swamp, nothing. Do you know what happens when lightning strikes a swamp?
It makes the swamp more powerful.
Not the same thing that happens to everything else. It just remains a swamp. So I am still Swamp Thing.
Swampist.
I am still Swampist. Thank you so much. I do not want to get in trouble with whatever company owns Swamp Thing now."
You know what sucks? It sucks about being in the McElroy family. We had access to all of reality's elements, and we still managed to end up on a copyright infringing character. Like, can we just...
This is lowercase t Swamp Thing.
It's a thing of the swamp.
To be clear, listener, at the end, electricity plus Swamp Thing just equals Swamp Thing again. It doesn't make some new thing, which also does happen on Infinite Craft. Okay, with all of your elements combined, you see Swamp Thing stand triumphantly at the center of your evoking board.
How big is he?
A chime goes off. He is about three apples tall. As the bell sounds, as the clock hits zero, you see Swampist start to kind of like bubble and boil, and he looks down on his body like, "What's happening?" And you hear the voice of the Octave Trace say, "We have concluded the second part of this trial, and now we shall move on to the finale. Your elementals will now square off in mortal combat. The first elemental to fall, their team will be eliminated from the conclave. The others will vie for great rewards following this trial. However, your Evokemon," and thanks again, Rictus, that's golden stuff.
"No problem, glad I can help.
Are not going to fight of their own volition. You created these elementals, and so it shall be you who controls them." As Trace says that, you see Swampist, as it is bubbling, it starts to kind of like bubble over and grow, like there is more swamp growing inside of it, that it is sort of emerging from it. You can see sort of multiple arms start to stretch out, and they combine into bigger arms. It is growing and growing and growing. While that is happening, you all feel yourselves for lack of a better term, start to dissolve. You feel your body start to change and become amorphous. It is not a painful transformation, but you feel yourself getting shorter and closer to the ground. And as you all sort of like look around with your last sort of moments here, you look and see your teammates sort of melting into more swamp, which coalesces into Swampist as it grows and grows and grows. And now all of you are inside of your elemental creation, your giant, monstrous, 30-foot-tall swamp thing. You can see through its muddy eyes. You lift up an arm and you feel yourself in control. All of you are Voltron-style controlling Swampist, your elemental, in this final battle of the third trial.
Maximum Fun,
a worker-owned network
of artist-owned shows,
supported
directly
by you.